prior to Belmont, I do want to say that I went to Manhattanville College and studied music business there. I went to Manhattanville and studied music business. What differs from the music business program there and Belmont was that program was a lot smaller. I think there were like 20, maybe 30 kids in our major. Class sizes were really small. Like there were like 7 people in my copyright class there. And that, whatever, good. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just giving you an example. I personally like a little bit bigger of a class because it's obviously, like I was mentioning earlier, like a networking opportunity. So the more people that you have to collaborate with and talk to, that's helpful, you know? But at Manhattanville, our professors were great. I really did love my one professor that I had, Harvey Rockland. He's fabulous. We love him. So, you know, the professors at Manhattanville weren't as well connected into the music industry as they are here in Nashville. It's just a different culture and a different vibe. New York City music hub versus Nashville, very, very different. So that was something that separated it, and I was craving something a little bit more. So like I said, class sizes were small. Professors weren't as well connected. There was less collaboration. There were less like projects and engaging events and stuff like that for the music business students because it was a very, very small major. Like no one even knew it existed at Manhattanville. I hope that it continues to get bigger and stuff. We had like one club there for music business students that did some cool things, but the opportunities were definitely limited compared to here. And as far as the curriculum, you know, it's all pretty much the same. The only difference is my professors here at Belmont can give their personal experience and apply it a little bit better because it's more real life for them. And it's more real life for us as we go out and work in the directly in the industry every day and stuff like that. So that's what the big difference is between the two, I would say. And I feel like unless you're going to Berkeley or Belmont, the music business program might be more like Manhattanville. But I can't speak for all of it, obviously. I haven't tried every single music business program in the country. But I know that Berkeley's program is great because we have a lot of transfers from there. And they tend to like have a lot of credits transfer over because the curriculum is similar. And also Belmont and Berkeley like do a lot of collaboration together. So we have like similar standards and stuff. What I'm trying to say is I think the music business programs across the country and across colleges can differ a lot. So you would have to do your research and talk to people from those schools. I wish I had representatives from different schools to talk about their programs, but I don't. I am not that well connected. So I can speak on my personal experience and go off of that. So with all that said, let's talk about some of the cons and then we'll talk about maybe teaching yourself music business because secret, little letting you out in on a secret. It's not that hard. It's not super hard material. And I think it can easily be done DIY. So we'll get into that in a minute. But here's some cons. The first con, it's expensive. Oh, we knew this though. We knew this. Belmont's expensive. Google it. Please Google it. Because I don't even know what it is anymore because it changes every year, so I would love for someone to inform me on that one. It's expensive, so that's a huge con. Obviously, that was the main reason why my parents and I discussed me just, like, moving to Nashville, because if you think about it, we could have just spent, you know, let's say $1,500, not even, $1,200 on an apartment every month, and I could have gotten a job and then paid for my groceries and then went out and gigged. All right, that would have been my expenses to move to Nashville, you know? Instead, I chose the most expensive option, the complete opposite of the spectrum, and I go to a very expensive school, granted with a fabulous program that I do not regret, and obviously just listed all the reasons why it's fabulous, but yeah, it's expensive as all heck, and that is definitely something to consider. The other con being that it is a buffer. Like, it's a time commitment. You know, you're in college for 4 years, so you're probably going to have a lot less time to gig and to write songs and to network and stuff like that if you are studying and if you're in school, right? So that's a big con. And I have heard from a lot of people that that's something that they, like, disliked about going to college for music, is that, like, we're all now 22. I'm 21, but we're all now 22 coming out of college and, you know, 4 years behind people who moved here 4 years ago and are playing Broadway and have been playing Broadway for years, or have a pub deal because they got here and they just started writing like crazy. You know what I'm trying to say? So does it make it a disadvantage that you got an education and you're 4 years behind? No, but like, it's something to consider. You know, that's 4 years of your life. And you might be able to do it yourself, which we'll get into. And yeah, the last con, I said it before, is that programs differ. You know, you could go to a school with a music business program and call it and say, okay, I studied music business and come out of it. And that's great. But did you really feel like you got what you wanted out of it? I personally do. I loved Belmont. I loved everything that they had to offer. Obviously, it's like one of the top music business schools in the country, right? You know, like, that's what they do. So obviously, I feel that way. Is it going to be like that for every single music program in every college? No. So you really have to think about, like, is it going to be worth it for me to spend a decent amount of money on college and study music business if it's not going to be everything that I ever could have imagined it'd be, right? Okay. So with all that said, I think those are literally my only cons. That's my only con. Like, I don't know. It's expensive and it takes time. Like, that's, the rest is like, I don't know. Maybe you have to take classes that you don't want to take. I guess that's another con. I'm a big proponent for, like, learning as much as you can, though. And, like, if you're going to pay for college, you might as well get a really well-rounded education. But, okay. Let's move on to how you could do a DIY, all right? Because this might be a really great option for some people. And it definitely was an option for me at some point. So here's how I would have done it. I would have moved to a music city. I would have moved to Nashville, personally. LA as a close second. And I would have picked up $500 worth of textbooks. And I would have committed myself to studying and reading those books every day. And maybe with the help of YouTube tutorials and other free online resources, I would have taught myself the material. Now, this is going to take a ton of self-discipline. And that's something that maybe an 18-year-old coming out of high school lacks. I lacked it at that time. Could I have really, truly, honestly sat down with myself every day and homeschooled myself in higher education? Could I have done that? I don't know. Knowing what I know now and knowing the information and everything, I probably, if I really committed to it, could easily teach myself and maybe would have just seeked out a mentor to help me. That's what I would have done. I would have moved to Nashville. I would have bought a ton of textbooks, saved money, and during the day, I would have wrote songs. I would have networked. I would have gone to writers' rounds and shows at night, and that would have been my everyday. Okay. It would have cost me a lot less and, it would have saved me a lot of time, I think. But would it have lent me the opportunities that Belmont did? Probably not. Again, at that point, it would be all up to you. Going to the networking events and going to all the the writers' rounds and meeting people and exchanging info, co-writing with people, finding a mentor, getting a job. Like, this is all going to be on you. So the pro to going to college is that someone has figured it all out for you and they're going to help you with that. And they're just going to show you exactly step by step how to do it. You know, going into it blindly and doing it by yourself and being like, where do I even start? That might be the hardest part. Because you're like, I don't know where to start and I don't know what to do with myself. And like, I don't know how to teach myself this stuff. Well, if you can read, you can do it. So here are some books that I have literally been recommended by my professors, and some of them are textbooks that we have gotten and that these professors live by and teach by for years. Okay, the first one is Music, Money, and Success by Jeff Brabeck and Todd Brabeck. It's green, it has a big money sign on the front, and it says The Insider's Guide to Making Money in the Music Business. This was my publishing textbook last semester. I have gone through about a quarter of it because, you know, you get taught it in class, so you don't always have to read the whole thing, right? That's what I'll say to myself. But I reference this all the time, one, and two, I use this to prepare for both of my internships. I went through this book. Yeah, I'm about a quarter through. I went through this book and I refreshed myself on all things publishing. And it was very, very, very helpful. Highly recommend this. Okay, linking everything below. This next one is called The Music Business Handbook and Career Guide. It's the 12th edition. By David Baskerville and Tim Baskerville. Are they all just brothers? Jeff Brabeck and Todd Brabeck and David Baskerville and Tim Baskerville. Hello? Do these brothers just get together and be like, let's write a music textbook? That's weird. Okay, this one I've gotten 75% the way through because it's literally just a general guide to music business. So now that I'm a senior, like this is literally was the key to my whole like education, honestly. I would sit with this music business handbook every single Sunday my sophomore spring semester. I would go to the cafeteria every Sunday and I would get there at 8 a.m. and I would sit down and I'd bring sticky notes and like bookmarks and highlighters and colored pencils and notes. And I would just highlight the shit out of this thing and like take mad notes all over the margins. It's so funny looking back at my notes now because I have questions written on them that like I could easily answer to myself now. Like one of them literally says, what's a pub deal? Like, bitch, read. Just continue reading and you'll understand what a pub deal is. Really, man? You're dumb. So anyway, like I said, Music Business Handbook, David Baskerville and Tim Baskerville. It's linked below. Highly, highly recommend. If you're going to get any of the textbooks, get that one. Okay, then we have Contract Law Fundamentals by Adam Epstein. This is a really easy read. It's a really easy read, which is nice because contract law can be so freaking confusing. I remember going through this and being like, thank you for literally dumbing this down for me because I understand. It's very concise. It's very helpful. There are case applications at the end of every single chapter and questions to help you, okay? Highly recommend, and it's not thick at all. I got through, like, I'd say, like, 60% of this one during my contract law class. It's, like, always you get towards the end, and then you start to get a little bit of senioritis, so that's the deal. Okay, and then we have, okay, this is one special. This is called Song and System, The Making of American Pop Music by Harvey Rocklin. Rocklin was my professor at Manhattanville, and we all loved him. Literally ask anyone in music at Manhattanville. Everyone loves Rocklin. He's an incredible author and incredible teacher. I learned most of my fundamental music business stuff at Manhattanville because obviously it was my freshman year, and he was so great. He taught all the classes, so like all of my information was coming from Rocklin, and he basically created his own textbook. So it's called Song and System, and he has several others, but he's fabulous. I love him, support him. Everything's linked below. Now, while we're at it, I do have some other book recommendations that I just have picked up along the way that have helped me in general, like with my life, that are just, I don't know, they're just helpful in like personal development. And I think it could really supplement your education if you were doing it by yourself, like just to have something else to read that wasn't music related that you could sit with and be like, okay, it was just, these are really motivating. Okay, first of all, this one's called Take the Stairs by Rory Vaden. Really quick read, really easy read. It literally took me like 2 days, not even. I read it at work one day. And it's basically 7 steps to achieving true success. It's all about self-discipline, and that was helpful for me. I already knew most of it, but anyway, and then we've got The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You have probably heard this so many friggin' times. Every single person is like, it's life-changing. I was so resistant to read it because I was like, oh, I hate doing what everyone else does, like whatever. It's just a pet peeve of mine. I hate it, which is so literally stupid, but it has changed my life. I'm almost done. I have two more habits left, and it's literally life-changing. Like, there's nothing else to be said about that. I'm currently reading Social Intelligence and Emotional Intelligence, both books by Daniel Goleman. These have been really helpful in building personal rapport with just like in general, like building relationships. That's a huge part of the music industry. Like, aside from personal development, like developing your social cues and your emotional intelligence, oh my God, it's gonna help you so much in an industry like this where it's literally about being cool. Like, I've heard so many times that yes, it's about the talent, yes, it's about being coachable, yes, it's about work ethic, but you know what it's really about? Every single industry professional says this. They say it's about if you're a good hang. Like, they just want people that are cool, that are just chill and good people and easy to work with. Like, and that's all going to come with emotional intelligence. That's all going to be social intelligence. That's going to be if you're a cool part of society. You bring something to the table as a human being and you know how to deal with people. Okay? So that's what those are all of the books I recommend. I'm also reading a dance book right now, but that's literally irrelevant. So look at me go, reading so much. Good job, Amanda. You're a good reader. I never got into reading until I went to college. Anyway, I've been speaking for way too long. I appreciate you guys listening to this. I really hope it made sense. And if you guys have any questions about anything, let me know. I personally think you can do it if you want to do a DIY music business education. I think it's totally possible. Find yourself a mentor on LinkedIn, start networking, move to a music city. Like, I think it's all possible. Just do your research and talk to people about it and believe in yourself. That's all of my advice. And if you want to study music business, do it because it's literally changed my life. Best decision I've ever made. Okay. I love you guys. Thanks for listening and bye.